From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. We will have the final extract from Jim Palmer's testimony on our program this evening, and after that I wish to present you with another reason why the Bible is the Word of God. That's part of our ongoing series of studies, The Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith. The reason tonight will be my sixth reason, and it is the vitality or power of the Bible shows that it is the Word of God. In our program next week, I'm going to feature my own testimony, for it was just 38 years ago, on the 5th of April, that I was converted, and I would like to tell you of God's mercy to me. Also next week, both in our morning and in our evening programs, we will be marking the third anniversary of the first Let the Bible Speak program on Radio Star Country. That was on the 5th of April, 1999. So this time of the year has special significance to me. Now let's have the final extract from Jim Palmer's testimony. I hope that you have sent for your free copy of Jim's testimony. If you haven't, please do. Listen out at the end of the program for details on how to contact us. Here's Jim Palmer.
Saturday the 25th of January 1992 just started like any normal Saturday for me. I had my own fishing boat at this time. Went down the harbour. We cleaned the nets and done everything that we had to do, put the oil in. I went home, done a few jobs at home, whatever it was, and got ready to go to the local club that night, as I always did on Saturday nights. And I went up and I sat down and all my friends were there. We always sat in the same corner. And we sat and we were talking there. You know, I felt very uncomfortable that night. Very uncomfortable. And I couldn't enjoy myself. And I says, boys, I'm going to go away home here and have an early night. I think I'm coming down with something. Well, I walked home. It's about maybe half a mile from where the club is to my house. And I walked home that night, and my mind was in turmoil. We had been talking about the troubles and some significant thing that had happened, and boys, we would have sorted the place out, we would have sorted everything out, the land out, the bother, we could have done everything. But I was feeling very strange that night. You see, I was under conviction of sin, and I didn't really understand it. And my conscience was troubling me. And I walked home, I was still thinking about what was said, and then all of a sudden, a verse of scripture I remembered came to my mind. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And I says, you know, God will deal with them men someday. And then I suddenly realized, God will deal with you someday. And I saw that the battle lines were drawn. And it wasn't Protestant and Catholic. It wasn't black and white. It wasn't Jew or Arab. It was they that serve the living God and they that serve him not. And on this side, there was light and life and love. And on this side, there was darkness and death and damnation. And right there in the middle, cross, Jesus Christ. And I'm on the wrong side. And if I wanted to get to the other side, there's only one way. I had to repent of my sin. And I had to come to the cross. It's like that beautiful hymn of Robert Murray McShane's, When Free Grace Awoke Me, by light from on high, and legal fear shook me, I trembled to die. No refuge, no safety in self could I see. Jehovah said, Kenu, my Saviour, must be. And I got to the back door of my house and I opened the door and I went in and I got onto my knees and I said, Lord, save me. And you know, he did save me. and I wept my heart out, and I poured my soul out. I didn't know any doctrine. I didn't know any theology. All I knew was my need of salvation. And I knew, because I'd learned it in the Sunday school, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you know, that night I called upon the name of the Lord, and I knew that the Lord heard me, and I knew that I had passed from death unto life. I knew that I had got saved, because I felt the burden of my sin roll away. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul.
That was the final extract from Jim Palmer's testimony that we will be playing on our program. But if you would like the full tape, then you only have to contact me. Please do so. Now we're turning to that study of the central doctrines of the Christian faith, and we're particularly looking at the Bible, which is the Word of God. And I have recently been giving you a number of reasons why I believe the Bible is indeed the Word of God. I come to the sixth reason, and the sixth reason is the Bible's power, the vitality of the Bible. There was an ex-welterweight boxing champion once called Ted Sherwood. Ted was saved from the depths of sin, and he was filled with a zeal to win others to Christ. When he preached, he went through all the skipping, dodging, fainting movements of a boxer in the ring. And whenever there were any criticisms against these peculiar mannerisms, he would innocently reply, "Well, aren't I fighting the devil?" And he was right. One night, Ted found himself amongst the throngs in London at Hyde Park Corner, and he was disgusted at so many people listening to the verbal trash that was being proclaimed by the many wise men who were there, offering to anyone who would listen their thoughts on every possible subject. Well, Ted decided he must attract as many of the crowd as possible away from the various meetings and preach to them the gospel which transformed his life. He pulled his Bible out of his pocket and he set it on the ground. Then he took off his overcoat and he placed it over the Bible. Then he started to jump around the coat shouting at the top of his voice, "It's alive! It's alive!" After a while, the crowd, attracted by his cries, came over to see what on earth was going on. And when Ted had a very large congregation around him, he picked up his coat, lifted up his Bible and shouted, "Yes, it is alive." And he began to tell them how the Bible found him dead in the graveyard of pollution, and how it imparted new life to him, a poor, debauched, drunken, and blaspheming sinner. Ted was right. The Bible is a living book. It's a volume of vital power. The power of the Bible is sevenfold in its nature. The Bible has power to convict of sin. In Acts chapter 2 and the verse 37, the outcome of the preaching of the apostles on the day of Pentecost is recorded. Here's what the verse says. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked or stabbed in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The Bible has power to convict men of their sin. It has power to regenerate the heart. 1 Peter 1, the verse 23. "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." The Bible is a seed which, if sown in the heart, will bring forth the glorious harvest of new life. The Bible has power to bring forth faith, Romans chapter 10 and the verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith springs from hearing God's word. The Bible presents us with what God says and has power to persuade us that it is true and brings us to faith. More than that, the Bible has power to cleanse the life. John chapter 15 and the verse 3. Christ says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Oh, wherever the Bible has gone, it has washed pollution, washed crime, washed immorality, washed evil out of the lives of men and women who have believed it. Again, the Bible has power to edify, to feed the Christian. Acts chapter 20, the verse 32, "And thou, brethren, I commend you to God unto the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Yes, the Bible satisfies. It has power to satisfy the hungry heart. Again, it has power to impart eternal life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." When we believe the Bible's record, eternal life becomes our possession. The Bible has power to perfect the whole man. 2 Timothy 3:17, "That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." The Bible benefits, furnishes, edifies, strengthens, blesses the whole man. Oh, what power there is in the Bible. There was a time in the history of Europe known as the Dark Ages. You know why they are called Dark Ages? Because the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ was hidden from the eyes of men. But once the Bible and its message was rediscovered, Europe was transformed and brought forth out of that darkness into an age of enlightenment and advancement. My dear friend, the Bible has a message that will transform your life, transform your home, transform your family. What power there is in the blessed book of God. May you read it and believe it and experience its blessings. God bless you. Do tune into our programs next week. Good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.